They were building a canal to the moon. A canal to the moon.
What do you do with a canal to the moon when the railroad gets you there a lot more soon? You'd rather drive your car anyway, and you don't want to go from Buffalo to Albany. But let's say you're a nuclear power plant and you need massive concrete containers for your spent fuel rods. You could do a lot worse than ship them via the Erie Canal.
It's still in use.
So you call up Rob Goldman at the New York State Marine Transportation Authority because...
If you want to go from New York to Montreal, we can save you 1,000 miles.
It's true.
We can save you 1,000 miles.
He already said that.
But what do you do with a canal to the moon when your town or your city is past its industrial boom? No more millions of tons of cargo floating by. More like thousands. Just better than nothing, but still. How about this, though?
You could hike, you could bike. The trail is now being completed across the state.
He's talking about a 360-mile trail alongside the canal system that's two-thirds complete. Quite a feat. And don't forget.
In many places, the locks are parks, so you could go and have a cookout. There are tables there. You could read a book, take a nap, go to a restaurant, bring your kids, feed the ducks.
Ducks? Everyone likes ducks.
I like ducks.
It just goes on and on.
And on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
What do you do with a canal to the moon when some people, maybe you, complain 3-4 times a year in op-eds up in Rochester saying...
Why are we spending all this money for rich people to take their yachts from Florida to Lake Erie?
But here's what you do with a canal to the moon. Put a canoe in it, or a tire, or a kayak.
Or like a floaty lawn chair.
Go ice fishing, play hockey. It's water.
This one guy was telling me the canal is like Makeout City.
So that's what you do
with a canal to the moon.
It was the 8th wonder of the world when it was built. We're not just going to fill it with concrete.
We nailed it.